Today's subject matter is, what is religion? So, we are reciting some verses from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the subject matter, dharma, is discussed. It is said that dharmantu sakshat bhagavat prani. Dharma, it is Sanskrit word, and the English translation generally it is made as religion. Religion is accepted as a kind of faith. But faith may be wrong or right, according to the different time, persons, climate, condition, so many considerations. But Srimad Bhagavat says, dharmantu sakshat bhagavatpani. Dharma or religion means the law given by God. Simple formula. As there are laws given by the state, similarly, the supreme state, supreme governor, is the supreme personality of God. God means the supreme being, supreme person. So, are the supreme authority. Supreme means the greatest authority. As in a state, the greatest authority is the government. Similarly, throughout the cosmic manifestation, throughout the whole creation, there must be some supreme authority. So that supreme authority is God, and whatever He gives, the rules and regulation, that is called religion. You cannot change it. That is law, whimsically, you cannot change. Then you will be punishable. Similarly, the laws are the words of the regulative principles given by God. That is religion, and if you do not follow it, then you will be punished. Actually, the Sanskrit word dharma means the constitutional position. We may try to understand what is the meaning of dharma. Just like fire. Fire means there must be heat and light. Without heat and light, there is no meaning of fire. If you say that we have got fire, but there is no heat and no light, what kind of fire it is? So, that fire and light of, heat and light of fire is to be understood as dharma. You cannot change it. This is no possibility. Otherwise, there will be no meaning. There's water. Water is liquid. Any water, any parts of the world, when you take water, it is liquid. Therefore, this liquidity is the dharma of water. You take anything. Actually, dharma means characteristic. anything you take, just like I am speaking before this microphone. So it does not produce the sound, then what kind of microphone it is? The sound production from the microphone is the dharma, is the religion. Natural characteristic. So what is the natural characteristic of human being? The natural characteristic is that we serve the superior. That is natural characteristic. Either you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist, nobody can say that I do not serve any superior. Nobody can say. One must serve. That is dharma. Faith, ritualistic. I am today Hindu. I can accept the ritualistic process tomorrow of the Christian faith, or a Christian may take another ritual. But his business to serve the superior, that does not change. Either he become Christian or Muslim or Hindu, it does not. It is not that Hindu, they only serve in the office, the Christian do not. No. The service is there. So actually the service is his dharma. Not this rubber stamp, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. No. That is designation. Actual dharma means the characteristic. If you take sugar, if you taste sugar, it is sweet. The sweetness is the characteristic of sugar. That is dharma. If you take chili, it is very hot. If you take a chili and if it is sweet, you immediately say, this is not good chili. Because there is no dharma. So, dharma means characteristic. So here in the Srimad Bhagavatam it says that Vedopani hito dharma jadarmastad viparjaya Vedo narayana shakshat sayambhu riti susuma. Therefore, we have to understand dharma from scriptures. Veda means the book of knowledge. Veda means knowledge. Vitti Veda Veda Jnana. Jnana. So, you have to take knowledge from authorized scriptures, authorized law book. A big lawyer means who is quite aware of the laws of the state. Similarly, a religious person means who knows completely, at least, or partially also, the laws of God. That is dharma. That is dharma. So, what is God? You have to understand. Then what does he say? You have to understand. Then you can execute actually what is religion. If you do not know what is government, what is the laws of the government, how you can become a good citizen? That is not possible. A good citizen, by good citizen means who abides by the laws of the state. Similarly, a religious person means who abides by the order of God. This is dharma. So, this question was raised by the servants of Jamaraj in the matter of Ajamil Upakhyan. And the Jamaraj, who is known as Dharmaraj, master of understanding the religious principle, so he explained what is dharma. He He said, dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Navai viduri sayonapi deva. Nasiddha mukhya asura manusya kutonu vidya dharacharanadaya. There are different planetary systems, and in each and every planetary system there are different types of living beings or human beings. As we have got on this planet different parts of the world, different parts of this globe, we have got different types of persons. We are talking of persons only, human beings. Other living entities, we are not taking into consideration. Because the dharma is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Religious system is there in the human society. Any civilized human society, there is a system of religion. It doesn't matter what is that religion. That is civilized human civilization. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. In the human society, in the civilized human society, if there is no conception of God, if there is no conception of God's order or God's law, that is not human society. That is animal society. The cats and dogs or other animals, big animals, they have no sense. What is the law of God? What is God? How to execute that? That is not expected there. Take for example, in your country, the law is keep to the left while you drive your car. That is the order of the state. But if you do not obey the state order, instead of driving on the left side, if you drive on the right side, you immediately become a criminal, punishable. But the same right and left consideration, if a dog and a cat or a cow violates, instead of going on the left side, if he passes, he has no fault. He's animal. He's animal. Or a child, if he violates law, if I take anything without your permission, that is called stealing. If I enter your house without your permission, that is trespassing. So these are laws, and it is applicable to the grown-up man, intelligent man, civilized man. It must be. If you want to enter somebody's house, and if you see the sign board, no admission without permission, you will never go, because you are civilized. But a cat and dog will enter. A child will enter. Therefore, these laws or dharma or religious system is meant for the civilized human being, not for the uncivilized cats and dogs. No. Therefore, when a civilized man, so-called civilized man, has no knowledge of God, no knowledge of the laws of God, it is simply animal society. That's all. Dharme nahina pasubhi samana. They are animals. They are not to be considered as human beings. This is the. This is religion. You cannot violate the laws of God. You cannot disobey the laws of God. You cannot say that I do not know the laws of God. You must know. Just like a good citizen, you must know what is the law of the state. If you say in the court, "My Lord, I did not know this law," that is not excuse. You will not be excused. As a citizen, good citizen, you are respected. Similarly, we must know what is dharma, what is God, that is humanity. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata, tadatmanam srijamaham." Krishna says, God says, that when there is too much disobedience in the matter of law of the Supreme Lord, adharma, adharmasya bhuttana, godlessness, without any knowledge of God, without any knowledge of the God's order, that is called dharmasya glani, discrepancies in the matter of discharging the order of God. Tadātmānam śrījāmaham, at that time, God advances or descends. He descends. Personally, he descends by his representative, by his son, or by his name also, because they are all identical. God, his representative, his name, his form, his activities, everything in relation to God, that is also God. This evening we are discussing. Actually, this world is also God. Idam visham, Bhagavan ivetara. Visham is the whole universal creation. Because it is creation of God, God has created. Therefore, the whole universe, the whole creation is also God, although it appears different from God. For example, just like the sun and the sunlight or sunshine, although apparently different, sun is different from the sunshine, still sunshine is also sun. Without sun, how there can be light in the sunshine? In broader sense, there is nothing but God, everything God. This is explained in the Vishnu Purana. Ekudesa sthita agni jyosna vistarina jatha. Sarvaiva brahmana shakti. Tathedam brahmana shakti. As the fire is placed, is situated in one place, but it is distributing the heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, although he is in his abode, the Goloka Vrindavan, still by his energy he is all pervading. All perfect. Everywhere there is God. The sunshine, the sun is 90 million miles away from us. But as soon as the sunshine is there, we can understand there is sun. So if we are thoughtful, then we can understand what is God and how his energies are acting. That we can understand. Exactly like that. As the fire is situated in one place, but the heat and light is working. Similarly, you can understand the existence of God by the energy of God. The energy, how the energy of God is working. You can understand God. and the energies are acting under certain laws given by God. That there is a sun sign. There is a particular time. At this hour, the sun sign will be visible. At night, if you want sun sign, it is not possible. However advanced you may be in science, however scientific machinery you have discovered, but you cannot get sun sign in this night, dark night. No scientist can say, now we have discovered a scientific method by which at night also sun will rise. No, that is not possible. Of course, they sometimes say like that, rascal-like, but that is not possible. You cannot change the law of God. That is not possible. If you want sun sign, then you have to wait till morning. When by the grace of God, by the order of God, sun will rise, you will get sun sign. Not by your scientific method. Similarly, here it is stated, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita navai vidu rishayanapi deva. Rishaya means great sages. Rishaya, great sages, great saintly person, or great thoughtful philosophers, even scientists, they cannot create dharma. Dharmantu sakshat, sakshat, directly. Dharma is directly made by God. Not that because one is very great saintly person, great philosopher, great scientist, he can make a kind of religious system. No, that is not possible. That will not be religion. That may be something else, but that is not religion. Religion must be given by God. Dharmantu sakshat. Denied here in this verse. Navai vidu rishayanapi deva. Vidu means knowing. Rishaya, great saintly person. Navai vidu rishaya. Napi deva. Deva means demigods. There are very, very big, powerful demigods. Just like Indra, Chandra. The sun is also demigod. The sun is distributing the light, that is by the order of God, not independently. Anything you find, they are abiding by the laws of, or by the order of God. The whole total cosmic manifestation, which is called material energy, that is also acting by the order of God. Many shastras, we have to take knowledge from the shastras. And if you judge from good sense and intelligence, you will have to admit what is said in the shastra. Now just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. We are very much astonished to see the activities of the material nature wonderfully working. But we do not know that behind the material nature there is God. Under His direction the material nature is working. That is intelligence. Material nature, matter cannot act independently. That is not possible. Just like this microphone is a combination of material things. Some iron, some other metals. But it has been adjusted, created by some living entity. Not that matter has automatically come into intermingling with each other and become a microphone. That is not possible. Take any machine. It may be very wonderful machine. Just like nowadays the wonderful machine is computer. So it acts very wonderfully. But there must be an expert man to push the button. Otherwise it will not happen. Without that expert man, this wonderful machine is lump of iron, that's all. It has no value. Take any machine. Similarly, this huge gigantic machine of cosmic manifestation, where innumerable planets are floating in the sky, just like cotton swab, don't think that it is so acting automatically. No. There is direction behind it, or there is brain behind it. And that brain, that big brain, is God. God is also like us, a being, but He is Supreme Being. As we are being, we have got our brain, we have got our creative power, we can do something, we can manufacture something like European Sputnik. But God has got big brain. We may float one mechanic aeroplane in the air, but by the God's brain, millions and trillions of heavy planets are floating in the air. That is God's brain. He has got also brain. He has got also creative power. We have also creative power, but we have got little. And He has got supreme power. That is the difference. God means the supreme brain, the supreme powerful. And we are teenage, we are subordinate. Therefore, our position is to abide by the orders of God. That is actually religion. That's all. Less powerful man serves the more power, that is the nature. Nūnaka mahatāṅga tatra. Just like human being, they are misusing their brain by eating poor animals. Because human being is stronger, he is eating the weaker. The fingers are little fingers. So, on my order, the fingers are working. Not by the order of finger, I am working. Similarly, you cannot bring God in your business, but you must be engaged in God's business. That is religion. That is religion. It is very simple formula. The God is great, and we are teeny, small, living entities. Our only business is to serve God. We are serving any one of us. That means, if you do not serve God, then you have to serve Maya. You cannot be without service. Maya is another agent of God. Just like if you do not obey the laws of the state as a free man, then you will be pushed into the prison house as a criminal, and you have to abide by the orders. You cannot say, no, I will not obey the orders of the state. That is not possible. If you voluntarily do not abide by the orders of the state, then you will be forced to abide by the state in the prison house. Similarly, those who have declared independence, so-called independence, nobody can be independent. That I do not believe in God. I do not want any type of religion or serving God. Such person will be under the guidance or under the influence or power of the material nature, Maya, Maya Mohita, Tibhi Gunamai Bhavi. We are now illusioned by the influence of Maya, material energy, in three ways. by goodness, by passion, and by ignorance. But instead of serving God, we are now serving Maya. And so long we shall be going on serving Maya or serving in the prison house, we cannot be happy. So this material world is the prison house of God. Anyone who is living in this prison house, they are all prisoners. It may be demigod, as it is said, deva. Navai viduri sayonapi deva na siddha mukhya asura manusya. We are human beings. There are other beings, they are called asuras. They are very powerful. Asuras. But godless. Just like nowadays, some portion of the world is occupied by the asuras. They are materially very powerful. But they are asuras because they do not believe in God. Take for example Russia. Of course, the mass of people, they are not like that. A fragmental portion of Russian people, they are godless. So you cannot be godless. If you become godless, if you become without religion, if you become without any intention to abide by the orders of God, then you will be punished. This is nature's law. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we learn that devi jesa gunavai mama maya duruttaya. Every one of us is serving under the order of maya, illusory energies, material energy. And you are becoming tired, sometimes very much fatigued, every one of us. Nobody is satisfied, cannot be satisfaction. Because in the prison house you cannot expect any comfortable life. That is not possible. Because it is meant for reformation, and there is punishment and there is injunction. You have to abide by that. Similarly, in this material world also, all of us, we are prisoners because actually we have disobeyed the orders of God. That is our position. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. This is dharma. We have created so many dharmas or duties, so-called duties, social duty, political duty, humanitarian duty, so many. But we are violating God. So many humanitarians, philanthropists, they are thinking of good welfare for the human being, but they are not thinking any welfare for the poor animals. They are being sent to the slaughterhouse under some plea. So they are all punishable. Because every living being is the son of the Supreme Person. Bhagavad Gita says. We also address the Supreme Being, God, as Father. Father means every one of us, we are son. But we are disobedient son. One who is obedient son, he is perfect. One who is disobedient son, he is imperfect. Therefore we have to ask, Father is giving food even to the disobedient son. He is so kind. So God is always kind upon us. But we are suffering because we have forgotten God. This is our position. Therefore, God comes, Krishna comes and teaches us Bhagavad Gita how to become God conscious, how to become obedient to God. And at last he says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. Now this saranagati, how to surrender to God? We have to learn. Therefore, as you have to learn something from a superior person, therefore it is recommended that how to learn. It is said, Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapilo Mano. In the Shastra, it is recommended that 12 great personalities, you have to learn from them what is actually dharma, how to become obedient to the principles laid down by God. So they are described in the Shastra as 12 principal authorities. Oh, who are they? Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada, Narada Muni, then Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumara, the four Kumaras, Sanat Kumaradi, Kapila, the great sage, Kapila, Mano, the original Mano is the emperor of the universe, that Mano. Then Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu's son, he is also Mahajan. We have to learn how to execute dharma from this great personality. Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, King Janaka, and Bhishma, the grandfather, Bhishma, and Bali Maharaj, and Vaiyasaki, Sukadeva Goswami, like that. Just like if you want to learn something, you have to approach some expert in the matter. Similarly, if you want to learn what is dharma, how to execute it, then you have to approach such gurus or their representative. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche samitpani sutriyam brahmanistam. See, you cannot approach anyone else as they recommended, just like government department. If you want to get some information, you have to go to a particular department and you have to learn it. Similarly, if you actually want to know what is dharma, then you have to accept the disciplic succession of either of these great 12 personalities. That is dharma. Then it is said, Dadashaite bijanima dharma bhagavatam bhata guiyam visuddham durbodham jam gyata amritam asmite. The same word amritam. In the modern civilization, they do not know what is amritam. Amritam means immortality. If you execute dharma perfectly under the direction of the authorities, then the result will be that you will get immortal life. Amritam asmite. This very word is used. The matter is guiyam, dadosaita bijanima. These 12 personalities. Jamaraj is speaking to the assistant of Jamaraj, that all these 12 men, he also included, Jamaraj is also one of the authority. So he says, we 12 personalities, dadasaite vijanima, dharmang bhagavatam bhata. We know, and dharmang means bhagavatam dharma. Bhagavatam means in relationship with God, because I already explained, dharma means the laws given by God. Therefore, dharma's another name is Bhagavatam Dharma, means activities or duties in terms of our relationship with God. That is called dharma. Dharma Bhagavatam. Dharma means Bhagavatam Dharma. No other dharma. In relationship with God. We must know who is God, what is my relationship with God, how I have to act in that relationship, and what is the perfection of life. These things we must know, otherwise we are animals. Therefore it is called dharmena hina pasubhi samana. A person may be materially very qualified, but if he does not know what is God, what is his relationship with God, he has no qualifications. That is stated. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Those who are unaware of God and His service, one cannot have any good quality. That is not good quality. So therefore it is said here that Guhyam Visuddham Durbodham, very confidential. The activities of dharma, very Guhyam, very confidential. Guhyam Visuddham, Visuddham means dharma does not mean any material activities. Dharma means spiritual activities. Visuddham, pure, pure of the contamination of the material qualities. Guhyam Visuddham Durbodham. Durbodham is very difficult to understand. Anything which is very difficult to understand, if you go to a superior authority, it becomes simplified. Just like you do not know law. Suppose you are in need of some legal protection, but you do not know under which legal protection I will be saved. You have to approach a good lawyer. You cannot say that I'll defend myself, I'll do. No, that is not possible. When you are diseased, you have to consult a physician. Therefore, if you want to know what is dharma, then you have to approach these 12 great personalities. Otherwise, it will remain durbodham, very difficult to understand. Although it is very pure, because I am impure, I will not be able to understand. Huyam visuddhaṁ dhun jaṅgyatya amritam asmite. And if you are fortunate enough to understand what is religion, then you become immortal. Next life is immortal. This is the purpose of dharma. We should not be satisfied that I have got a dharma made by somebody, some relative or somebody else. That is not dharma. Dharma means to understand God. It doesn't matter whether you are Christian or Hindu or Muslim, it doesn't matter. If you think that by your principle you have understood God and you have learned how to love God and you have learned how to obey God, that dharma is perfect, that religious system is perfect. It may go on under any name, it doesn't matter. But if you have achieved the result, that is wanted. Just like if you pass your MA examination, it doesn't matter whether you pass it from London University or Calcutta University or Berlin. You passed your examination, that will be taken into consideration. So similarly, sabai pumsang paro dharma jato bhakti adhokaj. That system of religion is perfect by which one can learn what is God and how to love God. That is perfect. But you are following very nicely dharma, your so-called dharma, but you have no knowledge of God, no love for God. It is simply wasting time. It is simply wasting time. Therefore, dharma means to understand God and to abide by His order. To learn this scientific method, one has to approach. Itabhanim lokasmin pungsang dharma para smitaha bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grhanadibhi. So, dharma means first class dharma, which teaches the followers how to know God, how to love Him. That is first class religion. So, itabhanim lokasmin pungsang dharma para smitaha. Para means superior, not inferior or transcendental. So what is that? Bhakti yoga bhagavati. Bhakti yoga. This bhakti yoga. Devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is dharma. Bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grhanadibhi. And it begins by chanting the holy name of God. This is dharma. So this Krishna consciousness movement is preaching this Sankirtan movement just to make the whole world to know God and how to love God. Thank you very much.